Boris Johnson and his top team. The man who's currently in number 10 has told the COVID inquiry he didn't feel there was any divide during Cobra meetings at the time when he was Chancellor. He said decisions were taken quickly.
My interactions with number 10 and the Cabinet Office during this period felt fine to me. Was I able to input advice to the Prime Minister or when decisions were being made? I felt I was. I didn't feel I'd been shut out or not able to participate.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister's at the start of what could be the most perilous week of his time in office yet. Different groups in his own party are meeting to decide if they're going to vote for his Rwanda asylum policy tomorrow. A man's died after three people were stabbed in a targeted attack in Liverpool. The 28-year-old died in hospital after the incident in Toxteth yesterday afternoon. Israeli officials say they don't believe any ceasefire in their conflict with Hamas will achieve long-term peace.
Hamas is not interested in peace. Hamas is not interested in coexistence. Hamas is interested in murder, in violence. They say they believe permanent war with Israel. So it's an illusion.
That's Mark Regev, a senior advisor to the Israeli Prime Minister. This weekend, the US vetoed a United Nations proposal to pause the fighting and promised to send more weapons to Israel. Experts hope a new trial to carry out surgeries faster will be rolled out across the country. The scheme at a hospital in London saw an entire week's worth of operations take place in one day. And Alicia Keys has popped up with a surprise performance at London's St Pancras Station. The Grammy Award winner sat at a piano for an impromptu rendition of her hit If I Ain't Got You for commuters this morning. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to the wonderful Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the sunshine has dimmed ever so slightly, but still a bright day in Brentwood, 11 degrees, sunny intervals and a moderate breeze. You'll get some more sunshine around about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon, so enjoy, it should be a dry day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good afternoon. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through to 1. Now, I've got a brand new track to play for you. This is a first play for Sophie Talvik. I've played her on the show before, and this one is a special Christmas song, which is called Alone for Christmas.
The gloom, all the unanswered words of But it supports local, independent, unsigned artists.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
Sympathy hanging out the 15th floor.
FM.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We all hurt, we all bleed, we all mourn, we all grieve. We will struggle, but we must try. We may fall, some we can fly high. We have to fight, we may lose. We all scar, we all bruise. We suffer, and we earn, but we'll live and we'll learn. Struggling's alright, just never give up the fight. Let nothing strike you, I'll keep swinging every single time. I know what it's like to wanna die inside. Just keep those you love so close and hold them tight. We'll ride through the darkest of nights. Trust me when I say we'll be laughing round the other side. Yeah, and we'll be laughing round the other side. We all hurt, we all bleed, we all mourn, we all grieve. We will struggle, but we must try. We may fall, so we can fly high. We have to fight, we may lose. We all scar, we all bruise. Suffer and we yearn, but we'll live and we'll learn. We might not know it all right now, but that's fine. Oh, yeah. Let's just breathe in a while and take our time. And take our time. As long as we got each other for this climb. I don't think I could ask for more in this life. No. We all hurt, we all bleed, we all mourn, we all grieve. We will struggle, but we must try. We may fall, so we can fly high. We have to fight, we may lose. We all scar, we all bruise. We suffer.
Sometimes we live, sometimes we learn. If you really feel this pressure, then you've really felt it burn. Never know what's round the corner, so be careful taking turns. And when we come together, that works better, is what I've heard. And this funny thing called life, I'm just hoping it goes right. Cause the moment it goes left, you gotta pull it back and fight. 2020, what a time. Life's a book that you can write. Make it count, free your mind. From the darkness to the light. Cause
we all hurt, we all bleed, we all mourn, we all grieve. We'll struggle, but we must strive. We may fall.
now so we can fly high. We have to fly, we may lose, we will scar, we will bruise, we'll suffer, we are, but we'll live and we learn. We all hurt, we all bleed, we all mourn, we all grieve, we'll struggle, but we must try, we may fall so we can fly.
Morris, it's ironic. You live and learn.
that is a classic. Tears of Fears, Sowing the Seeds of Love. Brought out, we had Joseph Morris with a Wee. It's just coming up to 12:26. Scott Ross is in the building. I just heard him. Now, what else is coming up for today on Phoenix FM? Well, after me, Scott Ross is here with a great show, 1, 2, 3. Drive with Joe Bailey, bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, guest the intro and great music. Then Andy Gardner's here at 6 o'clock. He's presenting 2 hours of music, and that is called Under the Radar. And I think, really, we should have him to tell you more, shouldn't we? Yeah, why not?
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh dear! I just clipped off your promo. Then did you hear that? You just disappeared. I went to play it, and then I've hit the wrong button.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
Oh, that's good. Nobody else did either. So we just carry on with some music, shall we?
I think.
And pretend that I didn't actually make that huge mistake.
Since I've just broken the microphone.
No, that. I think that microphone stand is the one that's slightly dodgy over that side. So it wasn't you that broke it. Although I'm going to report it now on my phone to Paul and the boss and tell him you did.
Sure you will.
I will. Here's a song for Scott Ross. It's Entrance with Staying Alive. We'll chat more
get
in a minute.
With the fever on the dance floor. Now who got the fever for the flame? Who can dig the way that I flex on a track? Conclusion rampage. We can rip on point. The knife I stop for my lips, that be rolling the mad joints. So put your hands in the air, cause there's a party over here. So grab yourself a beer, and we can get our FIFA on. I'm with it, so let me put my big brown FIFA on. I'm coming with the disco, I can flip so I'ma drop a solo tip. Something for the honeys in the crowd, let me hear it, so I can turn the party out till tomorrow afternoon. Cause when I grips my stills, no one leaves the room. So tell me, can you feel the mask girls coming with the FIFA, FIFA, FIFA? Get more with the fever on the dance floor. The house, we have to run this back so you can break your flares out. Entrance, I'm the only one, we got it going on, so let me get my flow in on. If the blast on the past then he heard her, me and the boys coming down with murder, and it's gotta be the way everybody wants to make a move. So just party, or we can have a jam. So get your move on, I'ma take this groove and slam. Flip it how I want it, flip from the back to the front when I drops me the manuscript, cause I got the moves. And I'm always down the floor with the crazy, crazy grooves. Tell me, can it feel the mad skills coming with the fever, fever, fever? Disco noise as I drop the wickedness, getting sharp with the flow. We took a BG sloop and broke it down like Gecko. A disco lick that's deeper,
cause we gotta get with the fever, fever, fever.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
He's just got into the studio and you just heard him a second ago, but I'm joined by the one and only Mr. Scott Ross. Can you hear me? Oh dear, did you hear that noise? Was that you or the microphone?
I don't know, this is working right.
Can you hear that? I think you've got to be careful with what you... That's it, just leave it like that and you're fine. You can talk now. No? Is any of those microphones actually... any of the headphones actually plugged in?
Well, yeah, they were, but they were... playing something different.
I don't know. Radio Luxembourg.
Well, not quite.
So, what is coming up on your amazing 1-2-3 show today?
Well, of course, today we've got a couple of stories. I love stories that relate on other people's misfortunes, bearing in mind the misfortunes that I've had over the years. And we're going to start off with one in Wales, with this couple who have been sitting on literally on a time bomb for the last 60 odd years. Yeah. And we also got news later on of the most unfortunate South American government official who has been sacked. Well, at least he's had to resign after it was established that he'd been negotiating with various trade deals with a country that doesn't exist.
Oh dear.
What a mistake to make, eh?
Yes.
Very, very embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Are you all right there? Were you leaning? There's
something wrong with the equipment.
Well, it's a bit personal, but thanks for letting everyone know on my show.
No. There's something amiss here. I don't know what it is. Never mind.
I think we've all gathered that. I think we've all gathered that, Scott Ross. So that's all coming up with you between 1 and 2, not 1 and 3.
No, between 1 and 3. Don't knock me an hour out.
I don't know.
And we've got loads and loads of fantastic music as well, all coming up here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM, so long as I don't break all the transmission equipment.
Anyway, shall I play a song? I think I should.
I think you should.
And then we will have some traffic and travel coming up for you. Do you know what? I fancy a little bit of cheese. Do you like Neil Diamond?
I thought you were going to offer me a piece of cheese.
Yes, I do like Neil Diamond. What song is this?
Sounds like Caroline.
Yay! Should we sing it?
Well, you can. I don't think I will.
Can we just join in on one chorus?
Where it began, I can't begin to know it.
Boom, 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 boom.
But then I know it's growing strong.
Well, it is getting near to Christmas. We can just join.
It is.
Yeah.
Wasn't the spring?
Boom.
And spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Are you ready?
Hands. Touching hands.
Oh, that's lovely.
Oh. Reaching out. Touching me.
Here we go.
Touching you.
Here we go. Brentwood. Ah.
Sweet Caroline.
Boom, boom, boom.
Good times never seem so good. Look at the night, and
and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Song and I'll sing it like I mean it. Give me the words and I'll say them like I mean it. 'Cause you got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood, made my head soft, and God knows you've got me so. Na 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 na. Danny boy, don't be afraid to shake that ass and misbehave. Danny boy, I know you got time, but what are you waiting for? Anyway, the dust may just blow away. If you wait for a windy day, you may find the chances passed you by. I can't do the walk, I can't. So give me the song and I'll sing it like I mean it. You give me the words and I'll say them like I mean it. 'Cause you've got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood, made my head soft. And God knows you've got me sewn. Song and I'll sing it like I mean it. You give me the words and I'll say them like I mean it. Yeah. 'Cause you got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood, made my head soft. You got my heart in a headlock. You stopped the blood, made my head soft. Make my head soft. Make my head soft. You make my head soft. Yeah, 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 yeah
the feeling there with a song. Going to do some traffic and travel, but England's fattest towns. Are you living in one? I don't know. Me and my very slender Scott Ross are sat here in the studio. Yeah, you've got places up at Newcastle on Tyne. Fat people there. A lot more fat people. North Lincolnshire apparently has got a high percentage. Medway, again, a high percentage of people who are obese. And I'm laughing about it because I think everybody we know probably now has is overweight compared to what people were years ago. And the reason is because cheap food and things like chocolate and things are available. It's not even chocolate. It's all the
energy.
Sugar fructose, isn't it? It's all that stuff that makes you. And the thing is, what happens, and this is what happens to me, if I have something savoury, and if I've maybe had a ready meal or something else, I immediately want to have something sweet.
Right.
It's like, and you get into a cycle. That's why I'm a little bit, I've actually gone off crisps over the last couple of years. I used to be a real fanatic with crisps. Now I find it very, I don't enjoy them very much at all.
Oh.
But, yeah.
I'll have yours too.
You like crisps, do you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it depends, really. I have to get, you know. Now, there's lots of tests that you can do to find out your BMI, but probably just before Christmas is not something you're going to want to do. You're probably people. You remember, Christmas is only one day, possibly
yep.
Boxing Day. So when people say, well, I've put on about £10 over Christmas, you haven't just done it on Christmas Day. It's because you do it beforehand. So, but have a little bit of what you like over Christmas. Who cares? January's, you know, if you're lucky enough to get January. Just, you know, think about what you want to do there. But, you know, there's lots of things on the NHS that can help you. I'm hoping to get on a drug myself. I did try and order it privately and got refused. And it's really weird because I went through the doctors and they said, we can't actually give it to you because we outsource it as the NHS.
Yeah.
And because I said, all I need is for you to say that I can take it and I can get it privately. And they said, no, you can't do it like that. We outsource it. So you'd have to ask them to do a note to say that you can have it.
Oh,
so
right.
It's a bit complicated. It's stupid, really. Because it's one of those injectables. You inject it once a week.
Oh, I see.
And it helps with your suppresses your appetite.
Right. Okay.
You start on a low dose. No, you can be really sick on it though. But you start on a very low dose, and over a couple of weeks it builds up, and then your appetite will reduce, and it does something to your chemical like in your brain where you don't really think about food. If you're somebody like me that thinks I love food, and you think about what you might be having for dinner or lunch tomorrow if you're going out or breakfast, then it's one of those things to take that away.
Oh, right. Okay. Or, of course, you could simply go to a dodgy restaurant that doesn't do very good food.
No, you don't want to do that. Food's lovely. Food is a way to celebrate. Now, tomorrow, you mentioned that I've got a guest in. I'm going to play his song because T Green's coming up on my show tomorrow to talk about his music. And actually, this one has been in the darts charts.
Right.
It's loved by Casey and the Sunshine Band, and it's his version of That's the Way I Like It. I'll be back with the traffic and travel right after this.
Thank you.
talk about Marks and Spencers in a second, but I do some traffic and travel first.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you. Right, Brook Street roundabout is looking absolutely fine. A little bit busy. That's coming down from Stapleford Tawny on the M25, just around Watton's Green. A little bit of traffic there in both directions. Don't know if there's been an accident, but it looks like it's affecting both sides of the road. Heading down from Brook Street roundabout towards Lakeside is a nice clear run into town on the A1023. No issues there, but a little bit busy on the Ongar Road. That's coming up to Wilson's Corner, but that is always the way. The A12 is running very nicely. Junction 13-16, 40 mile an hour speed restrictions. While they do that, much needed repairs to the road because it's absolutely atrocious. But there might be some nighttime closures if you're coming back, obviously during the evening. More traffic and travel coming up with Scott Ross in the next hour. Now, just very quickly, me and Scott were just chatting off air. Now, Marks and Spencer's at Lakeside is this new, miracle kind of Marks and Spencer's, which they've done. And I like the old Marks and Spencer's because the location of it was in the centre of where you needed to go. But the problem was, is I used to take my mum over there before they built all of those arcades and the shops, and there used to be disabled parking there, meaning that if you wanted to get your shopping, you could basically just walk across the car park or a wheelchair, and you were straight in the lounge, the food court. That obviously was built over about 5 years ago, and Marks and Spencer's have now moved into the new, which was Debenhams space, over two floors. And as I said, I went in there, the first thing they said, Marks and Spencer's staff are always lovely. I will say that about Marks is because they're trained, you know, to be nice. So the first thing they said was, do you want to scan your own shopping? Well, as I told you the other week, that put my back up. Then I looked at where you have the tea and coffee, because sometimes I used to like to stop with my mum and have a coffee, you know, maybe a bit of cake. Won't be doing that now because they've got basically like going into McDonald's where you've got the boards that you press. It's all very automated. You can scan your own stuff. And I think it's lost what the whole thing that Marks and Spencer's about. And you went in there, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It wasn't just that. You actually had to queue before you could even input anything into these stupid things. I don't like using those things. I always push the wrong buttons. I just don't want to deal with the machine. I want to deal with the person, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And they were queuing for that. And they were queuing for... then you couldn't even get in until you'd gone through this procedure. Anyway, we said... No.
I think the area where you have a cup of tea and coffee is actually looks smaller, or it's more compact where they've got it. But a lot of people don't. I'm not scanning my own shopping. I don't mind going through if I've got a couple of bits in the basket. But there again, every time, and I'm kid you not, that I go through one of those things, and you're probably the same, the light goes off. You buy booze, the light goes off. You've got to wait for somebody to come over, or something doesn't scan properly. Every time. I mean, one of the supermarkets that locally, I won't ever use them because they're always broken or something's going wrong with them, you know. So, and I said to Scott, the whole idea really for me, if you're going in somewhere like Marks, is because it's kind of a little bit more plush than Tesco's or maybe Sainsbury's, and what you pay the extra for is for the staff. And as I said, when I was trained there, they said this person might not have spoken to somebody all week, and you're the only person, so always make a point of saying, hello madam, how can I help you, hello, you're shopping, or what are you up to today? Because you get to see the same people over weeks and weeks and weeks. But it just loses for me the... I know
there's no personal touch.
No, and I know I'm not sounding fuddy-duddy and old-fashioned. And I know, I use TikTok, I use the internet. I mean, I use, social media. So I keep myself up to date on stuff. But things like that, I think that... It also, if you don't interact with people and you do everything remotely, I don't think you can build your personality. I don't think can develop properly. And I worry for young people that don't actually talk face to face or think they can get away with saying things that you can on social media, but you can't, you wouldn't dare say to somebody's face.
Yeah.
That's the issue, I think. You're not connecting with people on a real level.
No, you're not. That's it.
There we go. So I'll be writing to Marks and Spencer's at Lakeside, as much as I love it, and I do still shop in there, but I think it is they've done themselves a disservice.
They probably won't be able to understand it because it's written on a proper bit of paper.
Well, no, they're great staff. If you work at Marks's, you know, great staff, and, you know, I've never got any problems. I've always enjoyed shopping there. but I don't like the new store, and I don't like the way that it's automated and you're losing the customer service. And I will not be at any supermarket scanning my trolley of shopping. Never will I do that. And if you asked, if I did do it and you asked to see my receipt, I would walk straight by you because I've done the job for you. Not the staff. This is the people that take the shareholders. Yeah. You know, the people at the top taking all the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the people who do the work. There we go. I've got angry now. You set the proper off.
Banging the desk. I am.
I've got really angry about it. So, yes. So, moving forward, should we play some ads?
Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Ooh, I love you, Mom.
Fantastic afternoon. Scott Ross is coming up next. I'll be back tomorrow with my guests in the studio. I'm going to be chatting to T Green tomorrow and also John Brangler. See you tomorrow.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.